Chapter 22. Verse 8. Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover. Verse 10. As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters. Verse 11. And say to the owner of the house, the teacher asks, where is the guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Verse 12. He will show you a large upper room, all furnished. Make preparations there. Verse 15. I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Verse 16. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. Verse 17. Take this and divide it among you. Verse 18. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Verse 19. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 20. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Verse 21. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. Verse 22. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him. Verse 25. The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them. And those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. Verse 26. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. Verse 27. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. Verse 28. You are those who have stood by me in my trials. Verse 29. And I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me. Verse 30. So that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 31. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. Verse 32. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Verse 34. I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me. Verse 35. When I sent you without purse, bag or sandals, did you lack anything? Verse 36. But now if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag. And if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. Verse 37. It is written, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And I tell you that this must be fulfilled in me. Yes, what is written about me is reaching its fulfillment. Verse 38. That is enough. Verse 40. Pray that you will not fall into temptation. Verse 42. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. Verse 46. Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Verse 48. Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? Verse 51. No more of this. Verse 52. Am I leading a rebellion, that you have come with swords and clubs? Verse 53. Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour, when darkness reigns. Verse 61. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. Verse 67. If I tell you, you will not believe me. Verse 68. And if I asked you, you would not answer. Verse 69. But from now on, The Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God. Verse 70. You are right in saying I am.